Hello, friends, and welcome to a very special episode of Motherhood in Hollywood, where I sit down with legendary actress Susan Sarandon and the very funny Cheryl Hines to talk about Bad Moms 2, aka A Bad Mom's Christmas. The DVD is going to be released on February 6th. It's going to be on Blu-ray and DVD. And I recently had a chance to sit down and talk with them at Sky Zone, which is like a giant trampoline park in the Los Angeles area. If you watched the movie at all, you know that that was a big part of the movie, a very funny part of the movie. So we all kind of went and did a little trampolining, bouncing around, and had a great time. And I had the chance to talk with them about friendships, about the movie itself, of course. And it was just a wonderful conversation about how they parent, their own parenting choices and decisions. So I am very excited to share this interview with them. We were in a room with a couple of other ladies who were there. So you'll hear them laughing and talking a little bit in the background as well. So please enjoy this interview with Susan Sarandon and Cheryl Hines from Bad Moms Christmas. Susan and Cheryl, this is such a funny movie. We enjoyed it so much. I would love to talk to you guys about how you deal with day-to-day mom issues. You're so busy. You are always on the go on the set, whether you're filming or doing publicity like today. And I would love to know, do you ever experience any mom guilt?
There's a lot of, I think, guilt that women feel when they work outside the home. Too, when they have jobs outside the home as well as inside the home. And I think it's a really great thing for little girls to know that their moms are in the workforce and doing other stuff with them. Your kids can learn survival skills under these circumstances that are really great. I think the biggest things I gave my kids besides confidence was adaptability and flexibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than anything, that's what you look at. The world is changing so fast, you know. Mm-hmm. So really just trying to make everything always the same and normal, whatever normal is, isn't then something misses a beat and they're panicked, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think flexibility and adaptability and seeing your parents as people that also can have fun is really important.
Mm-hmm. And make mistakes. His parents make mistakes.
Apologize constantly. Apologize constantly. I'm so sorry. You know, I really tried. I did. Because you know what? Then when they get older and they make mistakes, it won't be so bad. And they'll be able to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing. Because we do, as women, put a lot on ourselves to be so perfect. And
a lot of guilt.
5 years from now, it's not going to matter whether your refrigerator was defrosted. Seriously.
Right.
You know, oh, you cooked that badly. So fucking bad.
So true.
Can you tell me how much like your characters you are?
Well, I could definitely relate to my character because I have a 13-year-old daughter that I adore. Probably too much. But I like...
Do you have the tattoo?
No, I don't have a tattoo. But I do like to always, you know, I like to feel her hair, and I like to have a hand on it. You know, she like that actually doesn't feel good.
No, so once in a while she'll have to tell me.
Just a little sniff every now and then.
Yes, because she does smell good, and her hair smells good, and her skin smells good. So I get it.
Okay.
But hopefully I'm not going to, you know, be... overbearing.
My mom was definitely more like Susan's character.
Oh my god.
Because I was like, oh yeah, that's my mom. Yeah.
It's shocking how many people tell me that
really?
My mom's like me, and I was like,
you're like, I'm awesome. Sorry.
Yeah. Made it through.
Yeah.
Because Isis doesn't even see herself as a mom. I mean, Understandably considering, I mean, I admire her spirit, her resilience, and the fact that her adjustment to it is not as a victim, you know. I mean, that is really lovely.
Yeah.
And I admire that about her. But she definitely sees herself more as a pal. And it's just beginning to dawn on her that there's a mother.
She's a mom too.
But I mean, I guess I was kind of, me personally would be more like Mila, not like anybody's moms that are here, but you know, I mean, a certain amount of structure, lots of family. We did lots and lots of family traditions, family parties, big parties. I was always as an X-Men or somebody, you know, all kinds of decorations and fairs and with all the kids until they were kind of teenagers. And so that all stuff, but not really too perfect about it, you know. I wasn't perfect.
This movie is definitely about relationships between mother and daughter. There's a lot of that happening, but there's also a lot of themes of relationships between friendships and women who are becoming new friends and getting to know each other, and women who have an established, like, rock solid friendship. I would love to know from your perspective what it's like for you to make friends in your own life and maintain those friendships given the position that you're in. Like, it's probably pretty challenging to get close with people because you never know, like, where they're coming from and, you know, what their intentions are.
Well, first of all, we only meet people in the business.
Right.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's really great because when you work together, you know, it brings out the worst and the best. So you know right away. There's no, like, you're not going to get shocked a week in. You know pretty much how everybody is and how they are. So, and you have similar problems if you're moms. You know, you understand and respect and appreciate women that are in the same working position that you're in. And I think also you cut them. I mean, I have friends that I've had for many, 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 30 years. And you are not in touch all the time. But when, I think in this business, you know that, oh, when you see somebody, you don't go, why haven't I heard from you for the last year? You just are so happy to see them. And that's the coupon that you carry with you all the time that says, you know, you will be accepted as if it were yesterday. And so those friends you have all the time, and you share, you support, and you pass around doctors' names and physicians' names and whatever's names that you need. So it's a special kind of gals. And then my friends that I've had for 35 years, they're all artists, but not necessarily in this business. And again, I think that you can't have a friend that guilts you out if you don't call them constantly.
Right.
But they're there when you need them, and if you're lucky enough to be in the same town for any period of time, you know that you can approach them. So maybe it's a different kind of friendship.
It is, but it definitely, like, show business friendships. Because Susan and I feel very close to you, but I probably won't talk to you for 6 months. But I feel like I could call you anytime. And if you don't call back, that's okay, because you're probably on set. So that's a different vibe than, like, a good friend that's also a mom. What I've learned from being a mom and being a friend is, you know, you go through these pockets of times that are dramatic and difficult. My daughter was in an accident. She was in the hospital for 6 months. And she couldn't be left alone in the hospital room. So it was very difficult. I had friends that I couldn't get back to, you know, just because you don't get reception in the hospital. And it's a complicated story and lots of reasons why. But I think the best way to be a good friend, especially to another mom, when you see them going through something, because it's hard also to reach out and say, this is what I need. What I've learned to do is, let's say my best friend's father died. I will call and say, I'm coming over to do your laundry. You are going to go take a bath. I am going to take your kids to the movies. You know, try to come up with some solutions, because it's hard when somebody calls and says, what can I do? And it's like, there's nothing you can do. But sometimes I think if you say, this is what I'm going to do for you, and then they can either say, that doesn't work, but you could wash the dishes, whatever it is, you know, but then at least you get it. You understand. You're a friend. They don't need to tell you if they're not in the mood to tell you how they're feeling or what's going on. But you know that they're overtaxed because they're a mom. So it's already hard enough being a mom. And then you have hospitals and you know, divorces and breakups and death of pets and just things that happen that then it's like, you feel like, I don't think I can take one more second of this. But that's when you, you know, call or you drop by or you say, you're going to dinner tonight and I don't care what you say about it.
My daughter has a mommy blog called Emily
Evans. Yes, we love her.
One of the things that she said that I thought was so interesting, because, of course, she had no idea how taxing it is and how little sleep you get and how so much of your confidence goes because you're not sure you're doing it. But, I mean, assuming that you care as much as she does about doing it right. And she said, I just feel that I've joined all the other women in the world once I've become a mother, that I now, in a way that I never understood before. I mean, being a mother is one of the most creative jobs you could possibly have. And I think that in that sense, you know, it does help to be in another profession which encourages that. It segues quite easily.
Yeah, oh, we were talking about this earlier. It's always about change, because change happens in your life, happens in your kids' lives. But so in this field, it's happening all the time. Mm-hmm. You got the part, you didn't get the part. You just got fired, you just got hired. So we as actors, you learn that this decision is not going to define me for the rest of my life, which is a great lesson to learn, and it's a good lesson to teach your kids. So I think it is good to be able to tell them things are changing. You're actually going to a new school, which is great. It's going to be a fun adventure. But I don't know anybody. I know. That's the fun of it. So, you know, the more you can, you know, teach them about you're going to roll with it. You're going to be great. And I like, you know, teaching my daughter. I like telling her when things don't go right at work, when I didn't get the job, when I tried really hard and it didn't work out. Because then I can talk to her about it and we can go out to dinner and have a great time and she can see, oh, okay, life still goes on and things are gonna be okay.
Such wonderful words of wisdom there from Cheryl Hines and, of course, Susan Sarandon. I loved talking with these women. If you have not seen Bad Moms Christmas yet, definitely check it out. It comes out on Blu-ray and DVD on February 6th. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. Stay tuned for more episodes of Motherhood in Hollywood, where we are talking to moms about their journey in the entertainment industry. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.